Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now today's installment of Congestion Pricing Countdown. 10 days until the April 7th deadline for the City Council and State Legislature to approve a plan in order to get $354 million from the federal government to implement it. And there are some intriguing developments. I got a robocall at home last night from opponents of congestion pricing. And if I got one, maybe you did too. It was an automated phone call to my voicemail that urged me to urge my city councilman to vote no. Now, whoever put this together must have seen the Quinnipiac poll this week that found most New Yorkers would support congestion pricing only if the money is used to improve mass transit. The phone call argued that the MTA admits that 67% of congestion pricing revenue would go to things other than new buses and subways. And whoever sponsored the call, I should mention, did not identify themselves on the tape. Now, for the record, the draft legislation released by the mayor, which I read, requires all the revenue to go to the MTA for new buses and trains and facilities and other mass transit improvements, not routine replacement. At least that's what it says on paper. The Brooklyn Daily Eagle is proposing a modified congestion pricing plan. Rather than the $8 fee, the Eagle says, make it $10. That way, drivers from New Jersey would also have a disincentive to drive into Manhattan. Under the $8 proposal, New Jersey drivers using EasyPass would not have to pay anything because their fee is already $8. Now, how confident is the mayor that the plan will get approved? Well, the New York Post today noticed some job listings on Craigslist. The Department of Transportation advertising 10 positions, says the Post, for engineers, planners, and others who would work in a variety of capacities promoting and managing the congestion pricing program for the city. Hiring for something that the state has not yet approved. And guess who weighed in on congestion pricing when he was here to give a speech about the economy yesterday? Presidential candidate Barack Obama.
I also am very interested in taking a look at innovations all around the country to deal with improvements in mass transit and reduce congestion. I think that Mayor Bloomberg's proposal for congestion pricing is a thoughtful and innovative approach to the problem.
That's Congestion Pricing Countdown for today.